What if your coffee maker knew you needed beans before you did? What if billboards changed their message just for you as you walked past? This isn't a glimpse into some distant future. It's happening right now. Marketing has reached a revolutionary moment, one that makes the leap from radio to television look like a gentle step forward. Raja Rajamannar, the visionary behind MasterCard's transformation, calls this the fifth paradigm, a complete reimagining of how brands connect with humans. His radical move to remove MasterCard's name from its iconic logo seemed crazy at first, yet it worked brilliantly. Why? Because we've entered an era where the old rules don't just need updating, they need to be completely rewritten. Marketing didn't begin with Mad Men in the 1960s. It stretches back millennia. Ancient Chinese candy makers used bamboo flutes to create signature sounds announcing their arrival, essentially inventing sonic branding thousands of years ago. Roman merchants carved elaborate signs to distinguish their shops in crowded forums. Medieval town criers served as walking billboards, shouting news and advertisements through cobblestone streets. Fast forward to the Industrial Revolution, and the first paradigm emerged: product-focused, rational, obsessed with features. Companies like Singer sewing machines assumed people made purely logical decisions based on benefits and specifications. Then came the second paradigm in the 1960s, when researchers discovered something revolutionary. People buy emotionally, then justify rationally. Suddenly, Coca-Cola wasn't selling sugar water, it was selling happiness. Nike wasn't selling shoes, it was selling athletic aspiration. The third paradigm arrived with the internet, transforming everything overnight. When the first banner ads appeared on Hotwired in 1994, few imagined how profoundly digital would shape commerce. Google revolutionized information discovery, Amazon changed shopping behaviors, and data analytics enabled targeting precision that would have seemed like magic just years earlier. Then the fourth paradigm exploded, with smartphones and social media creating constant connectivity. Our attention spans plummeted to 8 seconds, officially less than a goldfish. Each paradigm built upon the previous one, evolving marketing step by step. Until now. The question isn't whether your business will adapt to this quantum shift, but whether you'll survive if you don't. The fifth paradigm is revolutionary. Your devices, fitness trackers, smart speakers, cars, refrigerators generate data about your habits and desires. AI transforms this into predictions about what you'll want before you realize it. Amazon ships products before orders, positioning inventory near likely buyers. Virtual assistants achieve 70% recommendation acceptance rates. Most people buy suggestions without research. This extends beyond targeting. Blockchain creates direct brand relationships. Augmented reality enables virtual product trials. 5G delivers real-time immersive experiences. Each technology multiplies the others exponentially. The last 5 years brought more change than the previous 50. Yet, marketing has fallen from grace. Companies stripped marketing's responsibilities, product to engineering, pricing to finance, distribution to operations, leaving only advertising. A devastating statistic: 80% of CEOs lack confidence in marketing teams. The quantum marketer must reclaim marketing's position through 4 missions: building powerful brands, managing reputation amid social media's instant judgment, driving measurable growth, and creating platforms through partnerships. This requires diverse teams: classical marketers understanding psychology, contemporary marketers fluent in data, performance marketers optimizing spend, and innovators imagining what's next. Data is marketing's greatest asset and most dangerous liability. Your morning routine, from sleep trackers to smart toothbrushes, generates countless data points that, multiplied across billions, create an incomprehensible tsunami, offering unprecedented insights but profound risks. Medical data could cost jobs. Financial data enables identity theft. Location data endangers safety. This Wild West demands ethical reconsideration. Tim Cook declared privacy a fundamental human right, outlining 4 principles: collect only essential data, be transparent, provide access, implement robust security. Google and Apple phasing out cookies signals seismic shifts. Marketers must lead through education, strategic partnerships, privacy by design standards, and cybersecurity prioritization. Artificial intelligence represents marketing's ultimate propellant. Currently, only narrow AI exists, systems confined to specific tasks, yet even this revolutionizes marketing. Chatbots potentially save companies $8 billion annually. AI determines predictive algorithms and constructs personalized offers. Most fascinating is AI-generated content, photorealistic images of non-existent people, articles mimicking journalist styles, music. Warner Music signed a 20-album contract with an AI algorithm in 2019. An AI-generated Rembrandt fooled art experts. As AI becomes ubiquitous, competitive advantage won't come from having AI, but from using it more creatively and ethically. As information overload intensifies, marketers must engage the whole human through sensory experiences. Our brains process information through two systems. The primal brain operates rapidly and subconsciously, generating emotional responses, while the cognitive brain analyzes deliberately. Most purchase decisions stem from primal feelings, making sensory marketing powerful. MasterCard created a 30-second melody, distilled it to 3 seconds, then condensed it to a 1.3-second acceptance sound at payment points, becoming the world's best recognized sonic brand within 1 year. They extended this through priceless tables, exclusive dining experiences in extraordinary locations. Aston Martin crafted its multi-sensory identity through distinctive engine sounds and specific leather aromas, so authentic that vintage restorations source leather from original suppliers. Results are compelling. Nike's in-store scents increased purchase intent by 80%. A UK gas station's coffee aroma boosted sales 300%. Traditional loyalty faces harsh realities. Consumers belong to 15 loyalty programs, but use only 25%, with just 22% considering themselves brand loyal. Quantum marketing transforms these into affinity platforms through loyalty's hierarchy: purpose-driven, highest commitment to causes; passion-driven, fanatic support for interests; relationship-driven, mutual commitment; and commerce-driven, purely transactional. The traditional purchase funnel is vanishing. Amazon Go eliminates checkout, one-click purchases remove friction, and voice commerce through Alexa delivers instant recommendations that 70% of users accept without further research. Connected devices like smart toothbrushes and Samsung refrigerators automatically reorder supplies, erasing the customer journey marketers have relied on for decades. This shift demands moving from marketing to consumers to marketing to people. B2B marketing often lags behind, assuming business buyers become purely rational, a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde syndrome where marketers communicate warmly about personal products but adopt cold tones for business offerings. Decision-making remains influenced by emotions across all contexts. B2P must evolve, person-to-person marketing, humanizing content while maintaining factual rigor. Marketers must also learn to market to machines as smart speakers and IoT devices increasingly influence purchases. Quantum marketers must focus on instant brand reassurance, understand purchase channel dynamics, and develop competitive advantages beyond product features. This means building contextual preference management platforms and consistently delighting consumers throughout the purchase lifecycle. In the fifth paradigm, consumer preference must be one with every transaction. It's never one and done. The key is blending art and science through context, experience, and emotion. In an era of widespread skepticism, purpose becomes a critical competitive advantage. With 83% of people believing brands can improve the world and 64% willing to boycott based on social stances, purpose-driven companies gain real advantages in loyalty and talent attraction. But purpose must be authentic, embedded in the core business model, not separate marketing. MasterCard's Connecting Everyone to Priceless Possibilities exemplifies this. Their Stand Up to Cancer partnership generates research funding from restaurant purchases. Microsoft creates accessibility tools for people with special needs. SAP hires adults with autism as coders. Patagonia donates 1% of sales to environmental organizations. Ethics grows increasingly critical as AI creates convincing deepfake videos, undermining trust in visual evidence. In this chaos, trust becomes a gigantic competitive advantage. Straightforward practices in advertising, pricing, and packaging are essential. Consumers detect deception easily. No bait and switch tactics, no unreadable terms, no selling data without permission. Unethical behavior may provide short-term gains, but inevitably catches up. This is brand karma. In a world drowning in options and skeptical of institutions, brands that stand for something meaningful and operate with genuine integrity will forge the deepest connections and command the greatest loyalty. Marketing faces a pivotal moment: renaissance or implosion. The quantum CMO must master 15 essential traits, multifaceted expertise across art, science, and technology, deep revenue understanding as business leaders, mastery of fundamentals from psychology to the four Ps, technological savvy, connecting activities to outcomes, inspiring vision, empathetic leadership, evangelizing marketing's value, curiosity and agility, global mindsets, building diverse teams, serving as customer ambassadors, and leveraging marketing for societal good. They also shape regulations, forge startup partnerships, treat agencies as equals, prioritize health, and find joy in their work. Amid unprecedented challenges, technology torrents, data explosions, shrinking attention spans, eroding trust, marketing's role grows critical. CMOs must be marketing experts, not mere managers, because the field demands specialized knowledge blending art and science. Marketing must attract top talent again, not just finance or engineering rejects. Only versatile leaders with deep marketing expertise and sharp business acumen can restore marketing's glory. The future belongs to those embracing this quantum shift with courage, creativity, and ethics. This isn't about surviving disruption, it's about leading it. The fifth paradigm is here. Will you master it or be left behind?